Hello and welcome to our podcast, No Filter with Kobo. I'm your host, Elsie Ruiz Alvarado. And in this episode, we will review our formula of the month, our heating cleanser powder. We will discuss the Kobo ingredients used, their purpose and formula, and offer some background so that you can create similar and effective formulas such as this one. Let me introduce our guest for today. She's one of our application labs experts, all the way from Brazil, Isabella Bagni Nakamura. Hi, Isabella.
Hi, Elsie.
Welcome to No Filter with Kobo. Today, we're going to talk about our formula of the month, a heating cleanser created in our applications lab in Brazil. This formula imparts an extraordinary sensory experience while effectively cleansing. That right there felt relaxing just saying it.
And yes, it's great to be here. Thanks for the invite. This is an extraordinary formula. It really gives a very different sensation. It's a great opportunity to discuss sensory and technical innovations like this one here on the podcast. And this is a very relevant topic in our market, right?
Yes, that is right, Isabella. But before we move on to the questions, please tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing at Kobo these days.
Well, I am a pharmacist. I have a master's degree in pharmaceutical sciences, and I've been working with the development of cosmetic and dermocosmetic formulas for 4 years in the industry. I'm completing 7 months at Kobo in October, and I currently work as an application analyst at the Brazilian laboratory, focusing on the development and research of some production formulas with our key ingredients, the mineral filters. Furthermore, I have participated in projects to study and develop new makeup, skin, and hair care formulas.
Thanks for sharing, Isabella. You've been a great addition to our team. Thanks. I'm so glad you've joined and welcome. I know you're only 7 months in, so I still get to say welcome.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you know, so for as long as I can remember, there's a constant rising interest in spa-like experience at home, including my own home. Formulas such as this one, which is they're like warming and they're kind of have that heating sensation and it's a cleanser, can help create this type of ambiance at home. I want to hear all about this formula as it is worthy of discussion. So let's go ahead and get started with learning all about it. So the first question that I have for you today is, I'd like to know if you could share with us a little bit about what inspired our laboratories to create this formula and what were the factors considered?
Yeah, sure. This project came from the idea of creating products with innovative textures using Kobo Rolls materials. And furthermore, we saw an innovative opportunity to add washing powder to our formulations, something we had not done before, also driven by the growing sustainable trends in waterless formulas, right? In this sense, the objective was to create a soap with a differentiated sensorial, with a moisturizing claim, and with a surprising consumption experience.
Yeah, very surprising, actually. This formula is very unique and trendy. There aren't many products out in the market. I kind of cheated and Googled that, such as this one, especially in the form of a powder. I can't wait to hear about the star ingredients, though. But before I do that, I think we should offer some explanation of what exactly is a heating cleanser and does it have any skincare benefits?
Yeah, sure. This is the main point. And what can I do is that a heating cleanser is a soap developed with special ingredients for the purpose of cleaning the skin, unclogging pores and giving a healthy skin look with repeated use. It is a skincare product focused on cleansing, ideal for removing everyday's dirt and product residues, such as sunscreens, moisturizers, and makeup. This product was developed with special ingredients that heat up by releasing energy when activated, which we call as an exothermic reaction. This reaction causes an amazing relaxing afterfeel and also helps to open the pores. This allows other skincare products and ingredients to work on a deeper layer and more effectively on our skin. Furthermore, the gentle heating of the skin promotes an increase in local blood circulation, and this is great as the blood transports oxygen and nutrients, essential substances to prevent hyperpigmentation, acne, fine lines, dark circles, and give an incredible result of a more radiant skin tone. In case of this specific formula, we also have emollients that help hydrate the skin after the cleansing.
Yeah, this formula is performance driven to some respect. It's multifunctional as well, as it really does pack quite a bit of skin benefits. It's a skin cleanser with a warming, aesthetically pleasing property that gives off a rich and kind of luxurious vibe. Let's break it all down now and talk about the actual star ingredients. My first ingredient question is, I noticed that ASONJE2 is in this formula in the first phase. Can you talk a little bit on why this microsphere was chosen for this particular formula, and what is its specific job in the formula?
Yeah, ASONGE2 is an hydrophobically modified natural polymer, which helps to absorb excess sebum from the skin. And besides that, its treatment with jojoba esters promotes smoothness and uniformity in the application and a creamy afterfeel, which is the main motivation to apply this raw material in this specific formula.
Right. I mean, if you were to just pull out a sample of it, it's actually, you can feel the creaminess right away.
Yeah.
I know a couple things about ASONJE2. It is a versatile microsphere which can be used in many different applications. And it's also a great alternative for nylon 12.
Yeah.
Its replacement ratio is about 3 to 5. So for anyone with the task to find polymer microsphere replacements, this material is one of a few cobalt options. We do have a few more. And now, let's move on to the next star ingredient. So my next question is that I did also notice that in phase one, there is a cobalt specialty ingredient, magnesium sulfate anhydrous. So please help us understand its role in this formula.
Magnesium is a key nutrient for cell function and energy production, helps in the absorption of nutrients and decreases water retention, contributing to the well functioning of metabolism. It has an important rejuvenating function for body and face skin, and in the case of our formula specifically, it is also responsible for generating the heat that we feel during application, have an important sensorial role and consumption experience in our formula.
That's good information. I just want to kind of emphasize as an important note is that this ingredient is only for anhydrous systems. This warming or heating feeling that activates is activated with water when it's added. So it can be used as a heat generating agent in a variety of different applications, such as scrubs, gels, and lotions, and I'm sure many more.
Yeah, great note.
So let's move on to the second phase of the formula and our final star ingredients. I noticed the use of two specialty esters. These have some territorial restrictions. We can only offer them in Latin America and Brazil. Cobalt distributes these ingredients, but they're worth highlighting as well. I'm referring to salicylic HS-6C and salicylic-334. Could you briefly describe what these ingredients are in terms of their inky and what their expected function would be in this formula? And just one more question. And while you're at it, can you also touch on why they were favored to be used in this formula?
Yeah, sure. In terms of inky name, the polyhydroxystearic acid is a naturally derived homopolymer of hydroxystearic acid, which works well as a film former, emollient, and dispersing agent for all types of pigment dispersions. In this specific formulation, HS6C is assisting the formation of a smooth and an elegant form, so that's why it was favored to be used. The caprylic capric myristic stearic triglyceride is a petrolatum-like substance with an excellent soft-lead spread that melts at body temperature. This raw material is a substitute for shea butter and has a smooth, moisturizing texture that brings the product's main claim, the hydration one. It is possible to replace this Salacos 334 with the Plandu PM, which also has a pest texture, a structure like skin lipids, which contributes to the deep hydration, the deep moisturizing. In terms of spreadability and general sensoriality, they are also quite similar. But here I draw your attention to the fact that this is not a direct substitution due to the chemical characteristics of the molecules themselves. Replacing the Salacos HS6C would not be so simple due to the foaming property. But in terms of the softness and hydration benefits, Plandu would also be able to deliver good results.
Thanks, Isabella. Thanks for mentioning the Plando PM. Great point. Okay, so for anyone listening in from Latin America or Brazil, if you are needing information on either of the Salicylic materials mentioned, please contact an account manager, and they'll be happy to help you. Anyone else outside of those territories, you'll need to contact the manufacturer directly. And so moving on to the next question. We've basically gone through all the cobalt ingredients and formula. It's not a very long formula. So, what about the manufacturing procedure? Can you please describe the process for our listeners? And don't be shy in providing any specific manufacturing advice and precautions.
About this very minimalist formula, first, I would like to recommend adding the three first ingredients to a suitable propeller mixing container, which are the powders, AsOng2, magnesium sulfate, and the surfactant. Once this is done, you can mix for 5 minutes at high speed so that the powders are well mixed. And then remember to remove possible agglomerates that form around the propeller with the help of a plastic spatula, as this can occur when mixing powders. It's very common, actually. Then shake again for another 2 minutes. And after that, add the fragrance very slowly, dripping over the previous mixture. Again, then mix for another 5 minutes at high speed. And once again, I recommend you removing possible agglomerates that form around the propeller and only then adding the emollients and preservative one by one, always dripping onto the mixture formed or spraying on it. Generally, in large-scale manufacturing processes, this addition is done by spray. After adding all the ingredients, mix with high speed for another 5 minutes. Make sure the clumps are broken and mix for another 5 minutes. Once this is done, the product is ready to be packaged in a plastic packaging suitable for loose powders. It's actually a very simple procedure, but it's just a question of be careful with these agglomerates. And that's fine.
Okay, perfect. I'm sure it's all really good advice. It's nice to get a, when you explain it, it kind of gives our audience a little bit of a visual of what they're needing to do to make this work. Thanks for giving us the down low on how to manufacture this formula. We appreciate your participation today and insight. That's all the questions I have for you today. It's been really nice learning from you, and I'm looking forward to see what other formulas our applications lab will create. And hopefully, we can get you back on our podcast so you can share one of your own. I did.
Of course, Elsie, it will be a pleasure to return to the podcast and bring more information, my formulas, and more discussion about COBOL application and our news. And I really hope that I can meet you again soon. Thank you for your welcome and your questions.
All right, Isabella, I promise to hold you to that. Please do reach out when you have a formula you're really excited about, and we'll make sure to get you back on. And
Okay.
now, for all those who tuned in, once again, we appreciate you listening through and hope that you found this episode to be informative and of some value to you. Our intent is to get you inspired to create formulas such as the one just discussed. If you would like to see the complete formula and want to know more about the ingredients discussed, go back to the description of this episode where you will find links to the formulas and literature of the ingredients mentioned. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to your account managers as they are always ready to help out. Also, remember that on social media at Cobalt Products, you will find pictures of the products and application. This podcast has been created by the content team at Cobalt Products Incorporated. Cobalt Products is a raw material cosmetic manufacturer and distributor specializing in treated pigments and dispersions. Be sure to follow us on Spotify or the platform of your choice so that you don't miss any episodes. Have a beautiful day, take care, and see you all next time.